Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadali and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program we discuss problems and questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, most of the answers are based upon the holy book of the Quran and upon the narrations of the Prophet and of the household of the Prophet, peace be upon them all. Joining us in the studio is our guest speaker, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Today, dear listeners, we will be talking about a very, very important matter that is very relevant to our society and will continue on being relevant forever, and that is the subject of marriage. Dear Sayyid, when should we marry our children off?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir la'inur rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. When we talk about marriage, it is obviously part of life. It's the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله.
Right.
And it is the method of the continuation of life itself. Without it, obviously, life would not exist. Now, when we talk about marriage, Islam itself has put in place a system and how and when one should get married.
Right.
Now, it is very important to highlight that the Islamic law and the law of the land are two different things. So, for example, what Islam views as maturity is not the same for the secular system or the system of the world that we live in.
Right.
So, for example, when Islam requires the girls to fast at 9 years of age or to, you know, pray and stuff like that,
right,
Islam considers them to be mature. Now, this maturity in the system of the land is not accepted. That would be, you have to be 18 in order for you to be mature.
Right.
With the boys, for example, is the same case, where you have to be 18, not 15, where Islam says you're 15, you're mature.
You're an adult then.
You're an adult now.
Right.
Being an adult, meaning what? Meaning you can get married. So if I'm a 15-year-old boy and I want to get married, will the system or the government that I'm living in allows me? You'll find 90.99% of governments would not allow such a thing.
That's a negative. Right.
Okay, so we have to say, well, first of all, no, I know that people say, but I know there's a lot of buts.
Right.
But I'm saying to be, you know, to draw the line, first and foremost, that there are a huge difference between the Islamic law and the governmental law.
Of course.
Of whatever system that is.
Right.
Now, many people will try to mend and bend that law. They say, well, back in the day, women were different, men were different. They were like 15, 9, and right. 10, and they had big bodies and everything else was more accepted. Now time has changed. Women are, you know, they come up with it. I say, you know what? The law is the law. If you want to work around it, don't change the law. Let's just see where we're at.
Right. And on that note, dear say, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the age of marriage. Dear Sayyid, please pick up where you left off.
So when we say that Islam has put in place a system, that we have to take into consideration that such a system might not be very appealing to the current, you know, social people today, or
right.
the civilized people,
right.
They might look at it as a backward system.
Right.
Now, Islamically saying, a girl once she reaches the age of 9, can she get married? Of course she can. Islamically, I'm saying.
Right.
But such a girl, she could not be mature. She could be just, you know, right? She could be like 30 centimeters tall. Could be very young.
And in the opposite, you can have a grown woman who's not mature.
Yeah, so doesn't mean I'm a father, take my daughter, she's 9, and I give her away. Of course not. You know,
right.
There are things have to be taken into consideration Islamically. But having said that, the age is 9, the four boys is 15, that's maturity-wise.
That's the earliest.
Yeah, that's maturity-wise.
Right.
But then we have to look at the circumstances. Would the circumstances, because since we can't usually now, I mean, even like the body of girls now when they're 9, they're too small to even, you know, to be married, right? Oh, it depends on the area. And
some
stuff,
look
obviously.
Like women and they're only 12, 11 years old. Like,
well,
they
depends.
Say some mature more faster because of the stuff that we eat.
So sometimes we're talking about brain maturity and sometimes we're talking about body maturity.
Right.
And sometimes you might have a woman that's, she's 9, but she's big.
Right.
Like as an Africa.
Right.
But in terms of maturity, she's a child and
right.
vice versa. But yeah. We're saying that it's, you know, it's it changes. So we're not going to make it as, you have to get her married.
It's not a rule.
Islamically is that, but then let's deal with the case itself.
Right.
Now, when it comes to marriage Islamically, Islam encourages at least, we can say this, encourages early marriages.
Right.
Islam doesn't want you to be 30, 40, 35, 25 when you get married.
He
wants you
now.
To be married at your prime.
Right.
Right. At least in your teenage years. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants people. So when you are 15 and above, when the girl's 9 and above, their system from, you know, their harmonic system is at full activity.
It's an overdrive.
It's us peak.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
You have two ways. You could either show the child the halal way, or you could either show the child the haram way.
Which is what
now,
unfortunately
most
happens.
Most parents, what happens, they shy out from both. They can't talk to the kids about this concept.
Right.
And they cannot get them married. So they completely turn a blind eye to it.
They ignore it.
And they
think it will fix itself, which it doesn't.
And they ignore it, right?
Right, yeah.
So that's a problem. That's a problem. Now, like I said, so Islam says, no, you know what? If the child is ready, if he's 15, 16, 17, if he's mentally, you can see that he's mentally ready, physically ready, you know, he has other things that can get married, why not get them married?
Right.
If the girl's ready, she's 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, whatever she's aging, if you find her ready, get them married. Then that's a call you have to make.
That's
but
your
Islam
duty.
Says it's the earlier you get them married, the better. For example, we have a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. He says when he talks about a woman, and obviously the same hadith and then applies to men as well. He says it's like she's like a woman's like a fruit. If it's ripe and you don't pick it, it gets rotten.
Right.
And then it destroys the entire tree.
Right. And on that sobering thought, we will go on a quick break.
Ya muqiy al-khayrat, ya muqiy al-khayrat.
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, Allah will be merciful to his servant for his intense love for his child.
Ya muqiy al-khayrat, ya muqiy al-khayrat, ya muqiy al-khayrat.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing when it is best to marry off your children. Dear Sayyid, please continue the discussion.
Therefore, marriage becomes a very sensitive issue for parents, whether to tackle it from the desire of the teenager himself or from trying to accommodate his need Islamically.
Right.
And so we see most parents, they either fall into the neglect side of things or they just don't do nothing, right? So I have hardly seen any person or any parent deal with this in a proper manner.
Right. It's now, taboo to speak about it.
Yeah. So we always have to go back to the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and the tradition and the hadith of the Ahl Bayt alayhi wa sallam.
Of course.
What do they tell us?
Right.
You'll find that the instruction that the Ahl Bayt alayhi wa sallam give, they say try to get them married as early as they can. Because the longer you keep them without marriage, the longer they, at least, you know, they, first and foremost, their drive towards being with a partner dies out as they get older.
You could use some
They alone. Find a lot of means, haram, to satisfy their desires.
Right.
And then they get older, they become more grumpy, they start to form their own opinions, and then they fight against their wives, and then they have this issue.
But even the revolt against the traditional system of marriage.
Yeah, so they would have this family issue. Right. Where if they get married, the younger they get married, the closer they become. They form their opinions and their ideas together.
Right.
You know, as one. So the earlier, if you look at marriages even in the past, the earlier the people got married, the more lasting their marriages are.
Right.
The later they get married, the faster they get a divorce.
So they had a very strong emotional bond.
Yeah, so as they get older, so not only the drive is not there to be with a person, and now you get married to someone that are completely different from you. And you say to yourself, why am I with them?
Right, yeah.
And then problems happen, fights happen, then divorce. So as we see, and with the media and everything else, the consensus is don't get married. Marriage is not good. If you have any needs, there are ways to fulfill your needs. Leave it alone. If you want to get married, think of when you get 40.
They always bring up this statistical number that 50% of marriages end up in divorce.
Yeah, so this is exactly what they're doing. Right. So this is what happens. If you go over two generations, you're trying to brainwash them not to get married.
Right.
They're not going to get married. They get very late. Then they get married, marriages break. The third generation, now they have statistics about you.
Right.
You know how it works? It's work in progress. So don't think of it as just natural. Where Islamically, people have neglected Islam and the teachings of Islam, and they just started going by the system of the land of what people think is correct.
What's culturally appropriate, unfortunately.
So even the Prophet says there will come a time when you see the ma'ruf munkar and munkar ma'ruf.
Yeah.
You know, so the idea will switch. You see evil good and good is evil.
Right.
And we see that especially when it comes to marriage and marrying the teenagers at a young age.
Right. This is a serious problem that we are facing, dear Sayyid, especially in our Islamic societies who unfortunately think that development equals lesser kids, because statistically you will be better off economically if you have lesser children.
Of course.
And of course, this we now see the consequences of this, dear Sayyid. Sayyid, we will unfortunately have to end today's program because we are out of time. I thank you for your insightful knowledge. I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any questions, comments, or just some feedback, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. Alternatively, you can also visit our website, parstoday.com. We also have social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Take care.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all are the laws of Allah. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life. please.